Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Persevering Power, Encouragement for When You're Oppressed by Life, by Bruce D. Strom, narrated by Mike Chamberlain. Foreword. Eugene Cho. I'll just be honest. When I was invited to write the foreword to this book, I wasn't sure I had the energy, time, or desire. I'm busy doing busy things. I'm needed here and there. I have important meetings with important people. I have broken systems and policies to debate and change. When you're a person who cares about pursuing justice, there's no shortage of work. You get my point. It's tempting, even when you're trying to do good, to get self-absorbed and overwhelmed. But I like Bruce Strom, so I was going to speed-read through the book, read the table of contents, skim key paragraphs, and produce a foreword. And then something happened. This book began to speak to me. It both challenged and encouraged. It comforted and disrupted. It compelled me to stop, pause, and truly reflect on what persevering power means in my own life, as someone who cares deeply about justice and the pursuit of God's kingdom here on earth. Let's just say it. Justice has become a trendy topic in both the church and larger society, which isn't necessarily a bad thing at all. People are talking about it, and that's good. There are gatherings, teachings, sermons, books, and entire conferences around justice. But if we're not careful, it's quite possible and tempting to be more in love with the idea of justice than to engage in the actual work of justice, the arduous, painful, and messy marathon work. In other words, persevering power. The work of justice isn't a fad, a conference, a topic, or an accessory we wear when it's fashionable. As Bruce shares in the book, justice reflects the character of God. It is essential to our discipleship and worship. But if we're not wise, our focus can become misaligned. We lose our sense of purpose and joy, and we may end up worshiping justice rather than a just God. This book spoke so vulnerably and intimately to me, and I believe it will speak to you. And, most importantly, I believe it will encourage you. During a time of intense challenge and cynicism, we all need encouragement. I prefer not to use words like expert, guru, or whatever other elevated phrases we use to describe people. What I know is that Bruce is an encourager. Now, I'm not diminishing his accomplishments, the substantive work of Administer Justice, an organization you'll read more about in these pages, or the practical wisdom of this book. Even more important than such things, though, is the manner in which he seeks to live his life. Over the years, I've had the privilege of witnessing Bruce embody what he writes in this book. It's true that he's broken, imperfect, and in desperate need of God's grace. We all are. But I'm grateful that over the years we've exchanged emails and texts, shared conversations, broken bread, and partnered in ministry. I've met his wife and kids on many occasions. While I didn't hear those four keys that he speaks of in this book, look up, look back, look in, and look around, I see how he's embodied these biblical principles. Finally, what I appreciate the most is that while this book embraces vulnerability and shares so many honest stories of both failures and successes, brokenness and redemption, mountaintops and valleys, its aim is not to draw attention to the author, but most importantly, to point you and me to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, King James Version. What we need today isn't more formulaic how-tos from self-professing gurus. We don't need more dazzling storytellers. We need more genuine storytellers. We need more vulnerable encouragers who truly believe in the persevering power of the gospel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?